All right, joining me today at Pit Pass Network is Josh Williams. Josh, you're a NASCAR Xfinity regular right now. You've made some cup starts. You've been involved in the sport for quite some time. What turned you on to NASCAR and auto racing, and how did you get your start to get to where you are today?
I started racing go-karts when I was four in South Florida. My dad, he raced all the time. He grew up racing in Indiana, and then when they moved to Florida, he kept racing down there. And I mean, I was at the racetrack every weekend. I mean, he runs sportsman cars, late models, modifieds, and stuff like that. And it's something I really enjoyed doing. And I played regular sports for a little while, but after I run my first go-kart race, I quit that the regular sports stuff. It wasn't quite as fun as getting to drive. So, that's just kind of how I started, and been racing ever since.
Yeah, and now you're in the Xfinity series. You made a couple cup starts this year. You have those plans set in stone for to return to DGM next season? Are you still working out what you're going to be doing for next season?
We're still working on a few things, so hopefully we can land somewhere and have some good runs, and try to build a little bit and be a little bit better than we were this year. It's kind of had a rough season, but times change, and you kind of got to keep up with the flow. So we're working on it with our partners to try to give us the best shot here in 2023 to run a little bit closer to the front.
Yeah, and you mentioned the season and that it might have been a little rough, but it did end on a high note. It looks like you got a top 15 there in Phoenix, so you left with a good little run there, right?
Oh yeah, no, we had a really good race car at Phoenix. We ran 10th to 12th there for a long time, and kind of had a little issue on a pit stop there. Nobody's fault, just kind of bad luck, and put us back a little bit. But we come back up to 15th there, so I was really happy with that. And the DGM guys are super strong, and they're racers. Mario, he wants to run good. And so Phoenix was a good weekend for us for sure. That was fun. I had a blast running up front with them guys, and hopefully I can do a little bit more of that next year.
Yeah, and I got to hit on this cup stuff here. It looks like you made your first cup race back at the Bristol Dirt Race, right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Now, how was that? Is that how you always imagined it would be? Your first cup race would come on dirt in a cup car?
So we were talking about it at the beginning of the year, and they were like, "Well, where do you want to run your first cup race?" Because we made plans that we were at least going to run one this year, and I said, "I want to run Bristol Dirt." And they were like, "Well, you're crazy." I said, "Well, I've never drove a cup car or this version of the cup car before, but I said I've run a ton of ARCA races on dirt. I said I think that's going to be my best shot at running really good my first time out, and I feel like we had a successful trip, and we learned a lot. I learned a lot. Live Fast learned a lot as well. So. And I think it was good for both sides there to have a good solid run. And I mean, I was proud to run 25th, with the class of field that they have.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your first start. You made two other starts, and a lot of guys might pick, maybe a short track, but definitely are going to pick a super speedway or two. And you told them with the other way. You said, "I'm going to take this dirt race, and I'm going to take two road courses."
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the direction we're headed, right? I mean, NASCAR's adding more road races, and the Xfinity series is going to be stacked with some really cool road racing next year. So, I mean, I'm no road racer by no means at all. Just trying to learn a little bit, and the expectations aren't high, when you go to a place like that, me not having the experience in a cup car and not really being a road racer. So just try to outperform and learn a lot. And it worked out good for us. I learned a ton about the new car and help me out on the road course stuff.
Yeah, now you made those cup starts and you're also an Xfinity, regular. You've ran a ton of Xfinity races. So there's been a lot of talk about the new car versus the old car, the new car versus the Xfinity car. Can you learn anything in the Xfinity car for the cup car, or vice versa now with how different they are?
Negative, not even close. The cool part of Cup Car is, at least on the road courses, so they're super fun to drive on the road course. So they got a ton of grip, super big brakes, so you can drive them compared to the Xfinity car, you're kind of sliding around and low grip and things like that. So I think the Xfinity car, I think that's the best thing best thing going right now. I mean, I love the Xfinity series. I love the cars, you know, all the people surrounded by it. It's you know, it's a great series.
Yeah, we've most of the fan base, I think, would agree with you there, but there has been rumblings. I don't know if you know of anything, but there's been some rumblings that the Xfinity car might go a different direction, might be getting the new car here in the next year or two. Have you heard anything about that and care to share an opinion on that?
Well, I feel like, you know, if that does, you know, become a real life thing, I think it's going to be an issue for smaller teams. I mean, listen, you know, there's 3/4 of your field is made up, you know, of the smaller team. You know what I mean? There's only the top 15 or whatever is, you know, big teams and big money. And, you know, there's the rest of us. So I think the owners are going to have a huge say in what goes on there, because I mean, there's a lot of teams that won't be able to make that switch. You know, it's going to cost a lot of money. And I think NASCAR will know that. And the fans are so excited to watch Xfinity, man. Everybody I talk to, they're like, oh, we love watching Xfinity. We don't even watch Cup on Sundays anymore. And, you know, it's kind of sad to hear, but, you know, at least they're still watching racing because they like the old school vibe, and they like watching us beat and bang off each other and slide around. And, you know, we're not breaking toe links every 3 laps and things like that. So I don't know. I think the Xfinity series will stay the way it is for a little while.
Yeah, I think NASCAR, and as far as the Cup side, is chasing something there that, you know, maybe they didn't need to invent a new car to do and whatnot. In some ways it worked. You know, I think a lot of it was kind of it looked great at the start of the year when it was brand new and all these teams had to figure it out. But I felt like the last half of the year, the racing was probably worse than what we had before the new car as far as track position and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, your biggest thing is, you know, it's racing, right? So you're going to have your teams with the resources and the funding to be better, you know, and then you're going to have the rest of the field that only has X amount of resources and X amount of dollars, you know, and they're only going to go so fast, right? So no matter what you do, I mean, even if NASCAR said, listen, all right, everybody's got to go buy a Toyota Camry from the dealership, everybody's got to go buy a Malibu or whatever, you know, your big teams are still going to be faster than the little guy. You know, I mean, it's, you'll never stop that. You know, you might close the gap, but you're never going to stop that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one thing that NASCAR is trying to stop. But like you said, I mean, some of these guys got deep pockets. They're going to put in whatever it takes to win. Right. And that's always going to be there. We've seen it time and time again. We saw it when, you know, what is it now? 15 years ago, the COT came out, and the first few races, it looked like it was anybody's game. It closed the gap. Lo and behold, then the big teams figured it out, and that's who ran up front every week.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that even goes all the way down to your Saturday night short track. You know, I mean, that the guy that's racing street stocks at Hickory, if he's got a little bit more money than the next guy, you know, I mean, he's going to run a little bit better. You know, I mean, that's just how it works. And that's how racing's kind of become, you know, over the years. And in some cases it's unfortunate, and then some cases it's good. You know, you've got your smaller teams like DGM and things like that, that are trying to be, they're trying to find that edge. You know what I mean? They're pushing some limits. They're trying to be better, to close that gap on their own, you know, without any rules or regulations from the NASCAR side. So, I mean, I think it puts a little fire under the smaller teams to try to be a little bit more successful and to work a little bit harder. And, you know, that's what motorsports is all about. You know, I mean, back in the day, guys used to build cars in their 2-car garage with their buddies, you know, after work and go run a bush race or something like that on Saturday. So, you know, times have changed, but I think the mentality of the little guy is still there. You know, they push hard to try to beat the big teams, you know, with half the money or half the budget.
Yeah. And I think that NASCAR saying that it's, you know, we're doing this to benefit these guys, I think if you look at the Xfinity series, the car hasn't changed a whole lot in quite a while, as far as, you know, different things like we're seeing with the new Cup car and whatnot. So I think looking at the Xfinity series, you're seeing these smaller teams, they get better and better. there's only so far these big teams can go, and then the other teams start catching up. And you see that with some of the guys making the playoffs, the guys that are running up front in some of these races. And, you know, I think that that's helped the little teams more than they are in the Cup Series, where they keep changing everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, is if you're working on the same car for X amount of years, you can, you know, you can find little things. You can be a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if you were to run Phoenix in a Cup car, you know, as a smaller team, you're probably not going to run in the top 15.
No, right. Exactly.
But in the Xfinity car right now, because everybody kind of has got their arms wrapped around it and everybody's close, it's great racing too in the Xfinity series. Like you said, you know, it's, they can get to each other, they can race each other, and just don't see a lot of that in the Cup series. And we haven't really touched on the Truck series, but they just they like to make a lot of contact. There's a lot of bodying going on in the Truck series.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about the Truck series is, I mean, those things are so aero dependent. You know, I've talked to a lot of my buddies that have run a bunch of Truck stuff, and you know, it's, they're so aero dependent. They got the tails pulled so far over, the noses are so wide. You know what I mean? It's just, I love the Truck series. You know, I think it's great. You know, it's just one of them deals, man. It's like, you know, what's good and what's not. I think the Elmore really helped out the Truck series a bunch, and that was a good move for them for sure. I know it helped me out a ton in the ARCA series when the Elmore come out, we got competitive in a hurry. So that was a good thing for them.
Yeah, and you brought up the Trucks being so aero dependent. Why are they beating them up every week? You know, they're so aero dependent. These guys are beating the sides off of them with each other.
Yeah, I can't answer that question. I can, but I'm probably not allowed to.
But yeah, it's typically, sometimes it's good racing, sometimes it's not. And the same with the Xfinity series, it's mostly good. What are some differences you see though, since we've saw the Cup guys not allowed to run all the time? Do you think that's been good for the series, bad for the series, or not changed a whole lot?
I like the idea of, you know, running against the Cup guys. I mean, we're racers, right? So, I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. You know what I mean? I don't think there should be a limit on how much they run or whatever. I mean, if they run the race and they beat us, they're better than us that day. You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me at all. I actually liked it better when they do run. I mean, the only way to be the best is to beat the best, right? So, you know, why not let these guys come play with us and have a good time? And, you know, a couple years ago, Larson was running the Xfinity race at Homestead, and I think I was running like 20th or something like that, and he come by to lap me, and I followed him for like five laps, and I ended up driving up to 15th, you know, just because I learned what he was doing and I followed him. And I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I think they should let them guys run whenever they want.
Yeah, I've always been of the mindset, instead of telling them they can't run, other than, you know, I think they get five races a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Let them run every week, but tell them they got to come down and drive for an Xfinity team. Like, don't come down and get in the best car. Come down and maybe help an underfunded team or a smaller team, you know, and race for them. Because we saw at the very start when Kyle was running all those Truck races and Xfinity races, because he's been the poster child for this, is Kyle Busch, obviously, because he was able to win basically whenever he did it. But he went down and he was running for some smaller truck teams. He wasn't just going down and running a KBM truck. I believe, who was it at the time? Billy Ballou, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, Billy had good stuff.
You know, but, I mean, so
I agree with that statement for sure. I think that's good. And, you know, it's one of those deals where I don't think they should be in the playoff races, just because the simple fact that every position counts and every point counts. And I know that, you know, they might not get scored for points, but, you know, it's just the small things that make a difference in the playoffs. But regular season stuff, I don't think it matters.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing, you know, another thing I want to bring up here. You guys go out to Portland now, or went out there once, and you guys run some other stuff where you're not affiliated with the Cup Series. You guys are the race that weekend. As a fan, I hate it when you guys don't have live pit stops. I understand that it's a cost-saving measure and everything, What is your opinion of when you go to some of these places where there's no cup race that weekend and they take out the live pit stops?
I guess from my perspective as a smaller team, I'm okay with it because, sometimes we're not in a position that we can hire that, superstar cup crew or whatever. So it, from a small team perspective, I enjoy it. I think it's okay. I know that the fans don't enjoy it. But I tell you what, if the fans would pay a little bit more attention, like if you were there live, I'm not saying on TV, but if the fans would kind of focus on the pit stops when there's not, and it's not live, it's probably more comical than anything you'll ever see in your life. 'Cause you've got people going over the wall that probably never changed a tire before in their life. So it's fun, man. And it kind of takes you back to like the old school short track days, where you and your buddies went to the racetrack and they were your pit crew. So it's cool like that. I mean, it's from a TV perspective, I'm sure it's not as enjoyable, but from an old school vibe, and you got your guys that work in the shop Monday through Friday and they're changing your tires on Saturday. So it gives that old school mentality.
I just feel like it helps the guys who are fast stay up at the front. I feel like as a fan, it kind of hurts the strategy. Like I remember the Road America race where Jeremy Clements won, and he won on strategy by pitting at a different time. And I feel like, with the way it's laid out now, they don't allow live pit stops, so you don't pit under green. Everybody pits on the stage breaks. Everybody pits at the same time, and so it just the fast cars stay at the front, and the other people, there's no strategy that that crew chief can play to get track position or to put themselves up at the front.
Yeah, and as far as that perspective, it does, it kind of takes that out of the equation, and which is unfortunate because I mean, you see a lot of the smaller guys. I mean, we've done it at DGM. We'll short pit at the end or whatever to get some track position and try to make the right adjustments to to be there at the end of the race. So, it's kind of catch 22, right? It is what it is, and I would like to see the live pit crew deal, at some of these one-off places. But on the other hand, it, for us as a smaller team, it's probably going to hurt us because we don't have a private plane that we can fly our crew back and forth, in a hurry. So.
Yeah, I understand why it's done and everything. I just, I wanted to get your take on it and your opinion, and I just feel like it really hurts. Like Portland, and what did you think about the first trip to Portland? I think that's a great little road course. Did you go out there?
Yeah, it's a cool little place. I mean, I guess the only problem is it's so far, and you're at one end of the country, and then you got to drive back to the other end. So it's kind of difficult for everybody, not even the smaller teams. It's kind of difficult for even the big teams. So, the
Could
place is,
NASCAR help you guys out there a little bit? Maybe put it in a West Coast swing?
there's really no good way to go about it. You know what I mean? Because you do the West Coast swing, and you got to bring, two cars just in case you have an issue, and you don't want to bring your road course car as a backup car for your Phoenix or your Vegas or your anything like that. So, I mean, you're kind of stuck in a rough place right there. So you almost just gotta bite the bullet, commit to it, and make it happen.
Yeah, it's I know it's hard on those teams and especially the small teams to get out west and whatnot, but I mean there is another road course out there. There's no reason, maybe two West Coast swings, hit Sonoma and Portland at the same time, something like that. Did you guys go to Sonoma in the Xfinity car? I think you did, right?
No,
The
we
trucks
this
did. It was the trucks,
yeah
wasn't it?
this will be the well this will be the first time that I've been to Sonoma in the Xfinity car next year. So
What about the Cup Series? You got any Cup starts lined up for next year just yet?
not at the moment. I mean, things could change, but right now I'm just trying to focus on getting the Xfinity stuff in line and trying to maximize my opportunity there to run as good as we can every week. So we're kind of going to take some of the funding that we would use on the Cup side and dump it into the Xfinity series and really give ourselves a good effort and be 100%.
All right, and there's been a lot of talk here about I'm going to kind of put these two together. What do you think about some of these tracks getting treated versus not getting treated? Like, we went to Phoenix and they didn't treat it, but there were some left from the last time. And we go to Texas and Bristol and a lot of these places that are getting treated with some kind of substance. What is your take on that?
I think the way that Phoenix was this last time was perfect. You know, we could run the middle, we could run all the way on pit road. We kind of run everywhere. And I think that was great as far as the racing aspect. You could pass, in years past when they spray the PJ wand or, the resin or whatever they're using in that top lane. I mean, once it gets run in, you can't get out of it. So it's hard to pass and, you get stuck behind somebody and it's just not good. But, Texas is the same way. Bristol, it just depends. I mean, once that stuff comes off the bottom, everybody kind of migrates to the top lane anyways. So, I mean, I think if they went back to Bristol and they didn't spray it, you might see both lanes come in at the same time, other than everybody on the bottom until the last stage. And then people are kind of migrating to the top and running both ends. But I don't know. Some places it's okay. Some places it's not good. Texas is okay. But like I said, once you get that stuff running and it gets grippy, it's real super hard to pass. I mean, I caught somebody from like a half a straightaway back and it took me 15 laps to get by them just because it has so much grip up top. It's hard to pass somebody if you're not in it.
Yeah, and this kind of leads into this next question. There's been a lot of talk about Texas and what's going to happen there. And even Marcus himself, said that they're looking into some things and looking at things with iRacing. What is your opinion on what needs to happen with Texas and what they could do to improve that place?
I'm not 100% sure. it's kind of like a one groove operation, and unless they put the resin down and then it's only two grooves on the restart. So I'm not 100% sure what they could do there. I mean, I'd probably just bulldoze it over and build a short track or something like that.
Now, he did say that was not an option, that they have to work with what they've got as far as the stands, but
yeah. I mean, that's the unfortunate part. I mean, it's just one of those tracks that, whenever they decided that they was going to make some changes and, it just didn't work out the way it was planned, but we got a race there regardless. Right. So
what was wrong with the way it was? That was and same thing with Atlanta. There was nothing wrong with the way it was.
Atlanta was heartbreaking, to be honest with you, because, Atlanta, it required some talent to get around that place. You know what I mean? You had to be up on the wheel. You had to be doing things the right way, and your car had to be good on old wore out tires. And now we're just wide open riding around, and whoever's got the best body and the best motor is going to run up front that week. You know what I mean? So, I definitely wish they would have left Atlanta alone, but I guess they're shooting in the dark and seeing what works. So,
yeah, I just feel like if they'd have talked to some drivers, I don't know. It didn't seem like there was a lot of driver input, because I don't know that I've heard any driver say, hey, I like what they did. Like, the most positive thing I've heard, I think Chase Elliott said, it doesn't matter what they do, he's going to go there and race. That was about the most positive statement I think I heard any driver say about Atlanta.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's part of the game, I guess. Part of the game.
I hope they don't do it to Texas. I know that they're in talks with iRacing and working with iRacing about what to do to Texas. Like, I hope that is not something that they come up with to say, let's, do the same thing we did with Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, the Texas aspect, it probably wouldn't change much, to be honest with you. I mean, we're all single file anyways. So,
yeah, I just don't know what they were thinking when they made turn one and two. I mean, it might as well be 5,000 feet wide. I know it's not 5,000 feet wide, but you're only using 15 feet of it, and it's so flat. And then they can't get the stuff that they sprayed up. It's really unfortunate what has went on there.
Yeah, it's just one of them deals, man. Like I said, it's their sandbox and we choose to play in it. So we got to just stick with what they got and make the best of it.
So what is what's a track that you're looking forward to racing this year for the first time?
I don't know. Not, I don't think any of the new ones. I don't think any of the new ones. But, you know, it, I think Sonoma will be pretty cool. That's probably my most favorite new addition to the Xfinity schedule.
Do you guys still go to Road America, or is that over now?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember if we go back or not.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed if you don't. I don't know if y'all do or not. I know you got the street course, which we'll see how that goes. But
yeah,
Road America getting new pavement, that would be very interesting to go back to with speeds picking up a ton. I mean, I don't know how much you think you guys would pick up on new pavement, but I would think Road America and the stock car would probably, you guys would probably pick up at least 5-10 seconds, right?
Oh, Road America would be awesome new pave, man. I mean, and the cool thing about it is, I mean, it's not going to change the way the race is. You know what I mean? It's just going to be faster. You know what I mean? It's not going to change, you know, we're not going to follow each other. If anything, it's probably going to be better racing because, you know, you'll have less wear on your tires and things like that. So you'll see a lot more hard racing, you know, throughout a whole stage instead of at the beginning or at the end.
Yeah, it's always interesting when a road course gets repaved because you just don't know how much it's going to change, what they're going to do with the runoffs. Like we saw at Watkins Glen when they went in and made, you know, got their repave, all of a sudden everybody was running way out wide in some of these corners where they put pavement down. It real interesting the way it changes the way, you know, the racing is at those road courses.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. But you know, road courses are fun. I'm trying to get better at them, and you know, it seems to be the way that the NASCAR schedule is trending is more road courses. So, got to stick with the times.
So, what is your favorite track that you've raced on then in NASCAR?
I'd probably say my favorite track is probably Darlington. I hope they don't pave that place either, but you know, that place is fun. You're still sliding around everywhere and burning the tires off of it, things like that. And I enjoy tracks like that. I mean, that's what I grew up racing on all the time. So it's definitely one of my favorites.
Unless they go in and just completely change Darlington, it doesn't matter when they put, you know, they repaved it, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that place wears out so quick because of its location. So,
yeah, I'm a big fan.
I don't think that they'll be able to take that out of it.
Yeah, I'm a bit. That place would be super, super fast if they did a complete repave. I'm sure it'd be pretty dang quick for a long time.
But I understand that you are a Comcast Community Champion finalist.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. You know, it's pretty cool to know that people are kind of taking notice of things that we're doing, you know, outside of the track. And, you know, it's pretty cool to be on that list with some other people who've done some really great things.
So tell me a little bit about this. What does it entail? What got you qualified for this?
We've been doing like a children's hospital tour deal since like 2015. And, you know, we've been visiting kids all over and we never really made it like a public thing, and other people started taking notice of it and contacting us and wanting me to come out and hang out with the kids and do some things. And we started working with the Seacrest Studios with Ryan Seacrest and all them guys that, you know, they have kind of like a radio station inside the multiple hospitals all over the country. And the kids can see the live broadcast from their room. They can call downstairs and kind of interact a little bit. And it's ended up being a really cool deal, man. I don't know who has more fun, the kids or me, but it's been a blast. And you know, it's cool to get recognized for it and being able to be in a position to kind of give a little bit more than just my time. You know, we're get to donate a little bit of money to them, and that'll be really cool for them. And hopefully they can use it to put some more studios in for the Seacrest Foundation and you know, let the kids have a little bit more fun.
Yeah, and then everybody who gives us time and the opportunity to come on here and have a conversation and talk to me, we donate to a charity of their choice. What charity would you like to highlight and have us donate to?
Definitely the Seacrest Foundation for sure. You know, they've been good to us, and you know, the more the merrier, right? So we're going to donate our portion of the Comcast Community Champions award to them, and hopefully you know, it'll help them out, and if you're going to do the same, every little bit counts.
That's right, every little bit counts. So no plans for next year yet, right? Is that what that's what you said earlier? So we're still working on that, still working on getting that house built that you got going on, or changed up a little bit. Gonna do some construction work, get some stuff going for next year, and go out next year and try to make the playoffs, right?
Oh yeah, that's the goal. It'd be easy to just go and win Daytona, right, and get it over with, but we're gonna get after it here and try to shoot for more of the top 10 range, top 15 every weekend, and you know, some of our stronger tracks, try to get inside the top five there, and you know, maybe play our cards right, and you know, end up in the top three a couple times of these short tracks. So we're gonna give it all the effort we can give it, and see if it works.
Yeah, and like you said, it'd be easy to go win Daytona here lately. Just having a clean car at the end guarantees you a top five. Seems like they're wrecking everybody, some guys twice.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to watch. I ain't gonna lie to you, but you know, part of that speedway racing. My speedway track record ain't the greatest, so I don't like riding around. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's what it seems like it takes anymore, is to ride around, and then boom, you're top three, top five. We see it, you know, more often than not. But the fans definitely don't want to see anybody ride around. So the best place to be is the lead, right? Well, I don't even know if that's the case. We've seen the leader get churned a few times.
Yeah, there's no safe place in Xfinity race at Daytona and Talladega. You just got to hope that luck's on your side.
That's right. You got to do it like Days of Thunder style, right? Smoke everywhere and just hoping, you know.
That's right.
All right, Josh. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for taking the time in your day here. I know you've got some stuff going on that you're doing right now, so I really appreciate it. On behalf of everybody here at Pit Pass Network, we want to say thanks and good luck next season. Hopefully you can find victory lane and make the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Yeah, anytime y'all want to have me on, buddy, just get a hold of me and we'll make it happen.
Sounds great.
All right, brother. I appreciate you.